Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where your two hosts use the magical cards to answer your advice questions.
Yep, that's us. And that voice you just heard was the incomparable Brian Dooley.
And that voice you just heard was the competent Ben Noble. I first, for some reason, thought you were going to say the incompetent Brian Dooley.
That would have been awesome.
I was like, oh, thanks.
No, I would never bash you so publicly.
On the show.
On the show. Although, I will say, I don't know what episode it was, but there was that one episode where I wouldn't tell you that I loved you.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun, and multiple people have asked me if we were in a serious feud on that show. I was like, no, we were just doing a thing. But yeah, two people have come up to me and been like, were you guys really fighting?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so good acting.
Thanks. You too. Good acting like you think I'm incompetent and you don't like me.
Yeah, totally. Good acting.
But I'm incomparable.
Yes.
Sure. I've got to say that Ben Noble is inimitable.
Mm,
yeah.
Fancy words.
Yeah, it means nobody can act like you.
Incomparable is taken as a compliment, but does it have to be?
It doesn't have to be.
No.
Inimitable is really not a compliment either.
Neither of those are compliments.
It just means that you're really quirky, I guess.
I guess. And incomparable means nobody compares to you, but it could be in a bad way. Like, yeah. Man, nobody's as bad as you, Brian.
Maybe that's what Sinead O'Connor was talking about in that song, Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah. She meant it in a bad way.
Yeah. She was like, I'm sitting outside your house because I'm just disgusted by you.
Yeah.
And nothing else can creep me out so much. So thanks, Ben.
Well, here we are on the Amateur Tarot Podcast, and we should probably talk a little bit about what we do in case this was your first time listening or you forgot.
Yeah. What do we do, Ben? Let's pretend I forgot.
All right. Well, we normally front load the show with a lot of bullshit, and then...
Thanks for making me have to load in a beep sound.
Yep. So we do that. We just talk about... mostly Harry Potter, and then we get into reading a tarot spread, and there are a lot of different tarot spreads out there.
Ben, what's the tarot?
Well, Brian, it's a deck of 70-some-odd cards. I think it's 78. It's just like the alphabet. I never know if there's 26 or 24 letters. I think it's 26. I wrote a book about the alphabet, and I still don't know.
Yep.
How many letters there are. But
probably should have figured that out before the book.
Yeah, well, it's too late for that. So there are 78 cards, and they all have different pictures on them, and they all have different meanings, and it's magic. You know, a lot of people think it predicts the future.
It does.
In some ways. But it also analyzes the present. You know, people ask me questions like, how many kids will I have? Is this date going to be good? And I'm like, I can't, it's not that specific. You
what
know?
I will tell you is three, no.
Yeah, it's really just a tool for interpreting what's going on in your life and giving you advice for moving forward. That's it.
Yeah.
And so what we do on this show is that we look at three cards just to keep it easy for everybody. You, us, the spirits, you know. They're busy. We don't want to tax them having to invest magic into a bunch of cards. Three is enough.
Yeah.
And
I think that was a show with Dick Van Patten. Three is enough.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Pop culture references. Thanks, Ben Noble, for backing me up on
yep,
that.
Yep. Anytime. So, three cards. The first one, the past. The second one, the present. And the third one is some sort of guaranteed future that you will definitely see.
100% money back guarantee, thanks to Ben Noble.
Yes. And once we read that for you... for one specific listener who has a very specific question, then we give everybody listening a card of the week, some advice or some sort of analysis of how the upcoming week's going to go.
Yeah.
That's the show.
That's the show. And I guess I'm feeling a bit wistful because we're closing in on a year that we've been doing this.
And then we have to burn all of our tarot decks and start anew.
Yeah, we have to start some new project.
A new project, yeah.
Probably Palmistry. And that one's going to really suck after we've done that for a year, because then we have to burn all our hands. I'm just thinking back to when we started, and maybe this would be better for
next week's show,
a couple episodes from now.
Yeah.
But just thanks for going with us on this journey. I'm going to leave it there and have some more stuff to talk about next week.
All right.
But yeah, thanks, everybody. I just want to thank you up front.
Yeah, especially the listeners who were here in our first five or so god-awful episodes. Ooh. Don't go listen to those.
Yeah, I'm hoping that those listeners number in the us.
Yes, probably.
Should we go ahead and get to Queerin's Corner?
Yeah, we probably should.
All right, let's jump on over.
And here we are. So today's question comes to us from Bill. And Bill says, Peruvian ayahuasca retreat, good potential vacation or great potential vacation? What does the deck suggest about whether this is a good idea? Hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically speaking, of course.
Yes. Ostensibly a Peruvian ayahuasca retreat.
What's up, Tad?
Name check. All right. So let's just, for the listeners, Brian.
Can we get Tad on here sometime?
That'd be so awesome.
That would be great.
He would totally come on the show.
Mary Tad Lincoln, you are officially invited to the show. Hit us up on our website.
Yeah. Or just.
Or just get in touch with Ben, because I know you know him in real life.
Yeah. So, ayahuasca, Brian. Now, this is for the listeners, not for me, because I know what ayahuasca is.
Sure, sure. Just like I know what tarot is.
Yes. But for the listeners, why don't you go into it?
Ayahuasca, my understanding of it, without going to Wikipedia, is that it is a South American herb, and you make it into a tea, then you vomit violently for hours, I think hours, and then you have really, really intense internal hallucinations. And that's why it's an ayahuasca retreat and not like, oh, this weekend I tripped acid. Like, it's a big deal. And a lot of times people describe it as being a life-changing event.
And I'm going to say that you got it exactly right, because obviously that was for the listeners, and I knew. And you nailed it.
Great.
So that's what Bill wants to do.
Well, it sounds like hypothetically.
Hypothetically, that's what Bill wants to do. But if Bill were going to hypothetically do it, I feel like he's pretty hypothetically set on this course of action.
Yeah, or at least, I mean, maybe he's earnestly coming to us for real advice. Maybe somebody gave him a thing for like, hey, let's go on an ayahuasca cruise. And that sounds nightmarish.
Yeah, especially if you get seasick.
You're like trapped on a boat.
Am I vomiting from the ayahuasca or from the waves?
Oh, don't go on an ayahuasca cruise. But I'm pretty sure they're not cruises. I think they're like camping retreats.
I think so. I think I saw Chelsea, what's her face, do it on our show.
Chelsea Handler?
Yeah, that's her name.
I saw it on the show, The Path on Hulu.
Never heard of that.
It's pretty good.
All right.
It's got Jesse from Breaking Bad in it.
Oh.
You've heard of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar. Drugs.
Yeah. More drugs.
This Jesse guy, he loves drugs.
Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, where we talk Breaking Bad and drugs.
All right. Let's do this.
Wait.
No?
Let's think. You think Polyjuice potion is the closest thing they've got in Harry Potter
to drugs
to ayahuasca, because they've got butterbeer.
Wizards
have the best drugs, because like they can make hallucinations come out of their fingers for real.
Yeah, they don't ever talk about drugs in Harry Potter though.
That's because Harry Potter's straight edge.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
But I agree that it would be a life-changing experience, because you would literally be in somebody else's shoes.
That's true. I think a port key would be really upsetting life-wise.
It could be. But it's not a drug.
It's not a drug. But magic is kind of a drug.
I mean, we're addicted to the tarot.
Yeah.
We have to keep coming back here every week.
Harry Potter's addicted to... A lot of people don't know this because a lot of people haven't read the 12th book. But he's addicted to the Cruciatus Curse. He whispers it. And he just gets a little bit of pain, and he loves it so much.
Oh, he's on himself.
Yeah.
Is that like autoerotic asphyxiation, but, yeah. But magic?
Yeah, and not sexual at all.
Okay.
But yeah, I recommend, if you can get your hand on a copy, the 12th book.
Yeah, very rare.
Yeah, it's the Throes of Darth Maul is what it's called. And
nope, that's a Star Wars reference. I caught you.
Yeah, it's a crossover.
Oh.
Yeah, because Disney...
Are you sure this isn't fanfic that you wrote?
Because Disney bought Just Kidding Rowling.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
They own her.
What don't they own? They probably own us if we looked at the fine print.
We're not doing anything for Big Mouse.
I would hope not.
But if Disney wants to buy us, we are for sale.
We will sell out.
Yep.
Anybody that wants to buy us, really.
Yeah, anybody. And to prove that, we've got a little tour coming up, a little one-stop tour.
One-stop tour.
Yeah, on the 16th of November, we have a live show at STL Style House here in St. Louis, Missouri.
7 p.m., free admission.
Free beer.
And you can see us.
Yeah.
Because it's always a very disorienting experience, somewhat like a portkey when you see podcast hosts in real life.
Yeah, and you may think you know what we look like because of our logo.
And you would mostly be right.
Yeah. So I guess that takes a lot of the
mystery out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is always really disorienting to see people whose voices you've heard and you've imagined what they look like, and then it turns out that
they're not cartoons.
No.
It happened to me with Animaniacs.
All right. You want to do it?
Let's do it.
Should we give Bill some advice?
Oh, yeah, Bill, your ayahuasca retreat. Sorry. Yeah. I got sidetracked talking about Harry Potter. Who would have thought?
Well, who would have guessed? Who would have guessed?
Okay. Well, Ben, I think the first thing we need to do, I'm going to restate the question, okay. And then I'm going to have you flip over a card. Bill wants to know, Peruvian ayahuasca retreat, good potential vacation or great potential vacation? What does the deck suggest about whether this is a good idea, hypothetically speaking? And I think that's important to note, hypothetically speaking, because Bill is using a pseudonym and appended hypothetical at the end of it.
So he's being double careful.
Yeah, he wants no one to know that he's not actually planning this.
Yeah. So his name isn't even really Bill.
That's true.
Is his name
Billiam?
I don't know. I didn't have a good joke.
Billiard?
Billiard.
That's the end of the show right there.
All right. So the first card, let's flip it over. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Flip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. What deck is this, Ben?
Oh, you got
it. We are never going to answer this question. Aren't. 15 minutes in.
I feel like that's actually about the time that we get to the question normally. All right, we're using the Golden Thread deck. We've used it before. I don't know if we've talked about it, but it's a really great deck. The cards are black with this very nice gold foil shiny printing on them.
And they're plastic cards. They're really easy to shuffle.
Yeah, you could put them in the pool.
You could. You could play them, but I bet they would like meld together.
Oh.
Like they wouldn't stick together forever, but until they dried out.
Yeah.
Don't take them in the pool, guys.
All right. Don't put them in the bath either.
No, not my deck anyway. Do whatever you want with your deck. I don't care.
All right, so our first card is the Three of Cups.
Butt-touching card.
The butt-touching card.
Except there's no butt on this one.
No.
But
a lot of boobies. Yeah, so we've got this card, which is all about friendship and harmony and being with your pals.
It's a card of success also.
Yeah. So this is a card about, you know, getting together with your friends, putting aside, you know, all that's bringing you down, all of your concerns and worries, and just focus on having a good time with the people next to you.
I know this is the recent past, but doesn't this kind of feel like we're telling them to go on that drug retreat?
Yeah, kind of.
Get together with your friends, do something fun, relax.
Yeah, don't worry about stresses of the world.
But it seems like you've already gotten to that point with your friends.
Hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically, you have friends, and hypothetically, you've gotten together with them, and you know how to have a good time with these friends. You're comfortable with them.
Yeah.
They would be possibly good people to go on a trip with.
Hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically.
All right, you ready to jump into the present?
Let's do it. Flip it.
Flip.
Oh, strength. We've got another set of boobies.
Man, a lot of boobies.
And a lion.
Yep.
And the strength card speaks to you being more than you believe you are. You have an internal fortitude that is just coming out.
Not physical strength, but yeah, that internal like willpower, just conquering the world, because she's not fighting the lion. She's like tamed the lion.
Yeah, she's like petting the guy.
Yeah. They're good lions, Brent.
Nice.
Yeah, so this is a card all about just projecting that mental strength.
You might even say merging oppositional forces in harmony.
Wow.
If you were reading off of something.
So, yeah, but I wasn't, so I wouldn't say that.
Right.
So this is, I think, more encouragement about taking this trip because, you know, this is about you
finding what's inside you.
Yeah. And using that, wielding that for good. Maybe having a life-changing experience.
Yeah, having a life-changing experience that alters your internal chemistry and the way you think about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out stronger on the other side.
Weird.
Wow.
Brian, I just want to say for the listeners, like, we don't pick these cards out.
We don't. And this I just want to say for the listeners that until today, we were safe for kids to listen to. But now that we've become a Just Say Yes podcast, I would recommend screening these episodes before you play them for your small children.
Well, now it's too late, Brian, because you should open the episode with, if you've got kids in the car, this is probably one not to listen to. But now that they've gotten 20 minutes into the episode, it's like their kids are like, Mom, Dad, what's boobs?
What's boobs? What's ayahuasca? And then the parents can be like, if you would just listen, they explained what ayahuasca was.
Yeah.
So it's educational. I guess still, yeah, let your kids listen to it.
Yeah, we're not. We're only encouraging Bill to do drugs. Nobody else.
Yeah, this is only Bill's reading. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. All right, our final card.
Yeah, flip over the future. This is 100% guaranteed.
Flip.
It's the moon. Okay. Let's get any pretense out of the way. Bill, whatever your real name is, you're not going on a hypothetical trip. You're going on an ayahuasca retreat, and it's a great idea.
Yeah, the moon is an odd card because it's all about emotions and instincts. It's like projecting what you're feeling onto somebody else, and it's like the moon's out. It's dark. It's nighttime. Anything could happen. You're getting in touch with like your subconscious.
Things look differently than they do in the day, but they still have their same form.
Yeah, it allows you to take the focus that you have on the outward world and turn it inward and kind of access some part of you that you couldn't see in the day.
And when the moon is clear, you're able to see things in their different forms, but you're able to see it in an unclouded way. And you're able to maybe see the truth behind what was there before.
Yeah, we didn't really describe the card, but it's like the moon's out and there's two fish in a lake that are like making an infinity sign, kind of.
Yeah, an Ouroboros.
Yeah, and there's the reflection of the trees in the water.
It's a pretty card.
It is a pretty card. So, I mean, you put it all together, Bill's got some good friends and they're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to access that inner strength within himself, and he's going to do that by seeing the world in a new way.
Preach. You got it.
All right, man. I think great vacation.
Yeah, your question was good vacation or great vacation. The answer is incomparable vacation. Yeah,
inimitable vacation.
It will be inimitable by the time you're done with it. Do that hypothetical vacation, Bill, and only Bill. We are not advocating drug use in any way, not even hypothetical drug use, but Bill, totally do this.
Harry, lay off that Cruciatus curse. We're worried about you, pal.
He's not going to. In the middle of the 13th one, he does it too hard and he dies.
Man, I have...
Spoilers.
Yeah, you got to spoiler tag it.
Yeah, sorry. I'll do that at the beginning of the next episode. I'll say that there may be spoilers for the 13th Harry Potter book in the last episode.
Okay, good. Great. That'll cover it. All right, let's leave Grant's Corner. We've done our job.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bill. Yeah, thanks, Bill. And let's get into our card of the week.
Yeah, so this is the card of the week. This is for anyone and everyone, and just a little something to leave you with that you can take with you into your week, no matter what it might hold.
And in honor of October, what deck are we using, Ben?
We're using the zombie deck.
Yeah, the zombie deck.
Which is my deck, which means you get to describe the card.
Woohoo!
And are you ready for that card, Brian?
I am ready for that card.
All right. Flip.
And this is the sun, which in a regular tarot deck is represented by the sun.
Not in this one.
No, in this one... Oh, I get it. Okay. In this one, there's a bright yellow helicopter flying away from a building, a tall skyscraper that has a bunch of zombies like crawling all over the skyscraper. And there's two living humans flying away in a helicopter. And the sun is setting in the background and the world is burning in the background.
But they've escaped.
But they are escaping.
So the sun from the Zombie Tarot book is about success, enlightenment, and hope. Sweet success! The morning sun has risen. Sun's not set.
Oh,
it's rising.
Not a sunset. It's a sunrise.
The morning sun has risen, and the rescue teams have arrived. After foiling a hostile takeover by the undead, you've earned a one-way ticket to a safer place. Now it's time to make plans for the future. Consider traveling to warmer climes or getting a new job. There's good money in corpse disposal nowadays.
The sun. Did you read the keywords for the sun?
I did. They were success, enlightenment, and hope.
Yeah, the sun is a great card. I think it goes really well with the ayahuasca retreat, and it's a great follow-up to the moon as well.
Yeah, because the moon's out, and then the sun's out. They go in order.
Yep.
Sun comes out, you leave the undead behind.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And that's it. I mean,
it's enlightenment. You are enlightened.
This is going to be a good week. We've had two good weeks in a row.
Every week's a good week with the tarot.
Good point. Great point. Good point or great point?
The greatest point.
Yes.
So that'll do it for us this week. I want to thank Bill for his question, his hypothetical question.
And I want to thank all of you for listening.
For putting up with our garbage.
Yep.
And for the spoilers.
Yep.
And for exposing your kids to drugs and boobies.
Yep. Brian, I want to thank you for putting up with my garbage.
Ben, I want to thank you for giving me what you call garbage, but what is one man's trash is another man's trash. And I really appreciate that.
It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. All right. If you can't get enough of this show, well, there's past episodes you can listen to if you haven't listened to them yet.
Sure. You can find them at amateurtarot.com.
Yeah. Don't listen to like the first 10, though. Maybe start at 10 and work your way up.
Yeah. Start where we start naming them things.
Yeah. Don't start when we just like name them after people or cards.
Right.
Don't listen to those. But if that's not enough for you, perhaps you're a longtime listener. Well, what else could you do? You could send us your own question that we would answer on the show at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You could hit us up on Twitter for a card of the day or for your own personal daily card at Tarot Amateur.
You could just talk to Brian about your impressions of the 12th and 13th Harry Potter books at Zen Iron Man.
You could talk to Ben about his advocacy of drug use among children.
What?
At Making All This Up.
I don't advocate for that.
None of us advocate for that.
No. Man.
Hypothetically.
No, not at all.
Am I not using that correctly?
No, I don't advocate for that. I don't advocate drug use for anybody.
When in Rome.
No, no. Don't use drugs, guys. I'm against them. I don't think, you don't need drugs to be happy. You know, you just need friends.
Friends, lions, and the moon.
Yeah. You don't.
But you know what? I don't want to get too political, but I'm against the war on drugs.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm against wars on most things.
Yeah. If there's a war on something, unless it's Death Eaters.
That's different. Yeah, so
look, if you hate Death Eaters, please rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything, and it helps us a lot because...
Algorithms.
That's what rules the world these days. That's how...
Who rule the world? iTunes.
Yeah. Although, increasingly, I'm starting to think Amazon.
Increasingly, I'm starting to think girls.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
I'm for it, too.
All right, so...
Thanks for listening, everybody.
So, yeah. I was going to rant some more about... Just leave us 5 stars. Write a little message about what you like about the show. You know, we always feature really good reviews in this part of the show right here.
Ooh, if you like your reading, then write in and talk about your reading, and we'll talk about that, too.
Yeah.
And if you have a follow-up question to anything, if you've been one of the 40 or 50 people that we've read for before, go ahead and send in a follow-up question.
Yeah. We'll double dip.
Yeah. We don't care.
We don't have anything better to do.
Nothing. This is all of our Sunday mornings.
And with that, we'll leave you.
Bye. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod.
Whoa, take that again. Whoa. You slurred through that.